Last time on Why Can't We Be Wizards?
Oh, yeah, I suddenly remember that I put that weird book in there.
And then the entire book becomes white hot to the touch.
That freaks me out, and I slam it closed and drop it.
And then we're going to win all the games, and everyone's going to be cheering. Ravenclaw!
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 Caleb's little brother Marcus is sitting there. He is sorted into Gryffindor! As you walk into the Charms classroom, which is a very disorganized, chaotic-looking room, it is the room of one Professor Washington Wigglefin.
Allison looks between Caleb and Leo and is like, hey, we can go first, but I don't remember the spell. Reducio something?
Revello. Revelio Desidero.
Oh yeah, I should write that down.
All right. Go on ahead.
Say hi to Mr. Escher for me, Caleb.
I don't like this class.
He's a danger to himself, and he can't light things on fire if he's frozen.
Not with that attitude.
Man, champagne tastes bad, you guys. I don't know why people drink it. Yeah, we did it. Okay, I'm going to jump out too.
Same.
I also jumps out.
It's like my grandpa always says, when you're down, sure, maybe you're out, but, you know, you got to keep trying to do your best. Otherwise, next year's crops won't do as well. Actually, hold on, I'm not sure where I was going with that. Right, Quidditch. So, it seems like the Ravenclaw Chasers just can't seem to get going this week. We're nearly 2 hours into this match, and despite the phenomenal job that their young new keeper, Skylar Ashglen, is doing, we're still at Slytherin 170 to Ravenclaw just 20 points. Oh, and it looks like the play is resuming. The Quaffle is out. And it looks like Bellwater from Slytherin has got the Quaffle, a green streak down the middle of the pitch. And he passes it to Francis Horoff, a new addition to the Slytherin team this year. He's actually like really handsome, don't you think? I wish I could get my hair to do that flippy thing. Oh, right. Sorry, Professor.
So, this is the first Quidditch match of the season, and the early November air is biting. Ravenclaw is currently down 170 to 20, and things are not looking good.
It's all my fault.
Tell it like it is, Hunter!
I absolutely love that Hunter is the announcer. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, you know, I sat down and I thought, okay, if we're going to do Quidditch, who's going to be the announcer? And then it took me about 4.5 seconds to realize, but obviously.
I feel like I know Uncle Parnassus by now.
That's a sentence.
So Allison's sitting in the bleachers, absolutely cold, shivering, and watching this pathetic game.
Gosh, we're just getting demolished.
So I guess I'm looking pretty dejected on my public use broom. It's just like anyone can use the brooms inside the training room, and Caleb has what kind of broom? A clean sweep?
Oh, yeah. I think it's like a clean sweep 6. It's not even a clean sweep 7.
This is like 50 years old.
Caleb's going to be puttering around Skylar looking pretty dejected.
Yeah, I look pretty good on my Meteorus 99.
Yeah, and so Francis is actually speeding directly at you.
Oh, Francis, he's going for the right. No, he's going to the left. He shoots.
Skylar, I want you to roll to try to save.
All right. 5, 1, that's 6, plus, do I subtract body?
No, just add plus 1.
7.
For your hands.
Hands!
Okay, and you're running up against, that's a 4. So the Quaffle streaks right towards your hands, and you catch it right square in the chest.
Cool. I'm going to then throw it at Caleb! Get it! I throw it at Caleb.
Oh, no, not me. Oh!
Caleb, I want you to roll to see if you catch that Quaffle.
You can do it.
Okay, is this a body roll?
Yeah, roll body.
All right. I've got plus 1 in that now. And that is a 3 plus 1.
Oh, gosh.
With a 4, you fumble that quaffle and drop it. At this very moment...
Wait, did you add your relationship with me since I threw it at you?
Plus 1 is not going to save that roll. Okay.
It was worth a try.
Allison's in the bleacher clapping, but really cold when Skylar saved... And then stops clapping immediately as Caleb drops it.
Oh, God.
Well, they almost had it there.
Yeah, and so actually Reed goes streaking down towards the quaffle, and he is paired off against another of the Slytherin chasers, Setherton, who they're sort of battling back and forth. All of a sudden, Skylar,
yeah.
As you're watching this, you hear a streaking sound, and you hear Dakota yell, "Look out!" And a bludger is about to hit you square in the face. I want you to roll Tough It Out.
Okay. 4, 5. That's a 9 plus minus 1. So.
Okay, 8. So mixed success. What I'm going to say is you're going to be knocked out of position,
yeah.
Which is going to prevent you from being able to. Save the quaffle that's about to come in. The other thing that's going to happen is that you're going to now be injured because the bludger hit you square in the face and you shrugged it off, but you've now got a big welt right on your eye forming and it's a little harder for you to see.
Okay.
So at that moment, you see, luckily, Reed has actually managed to secure the quaffle and starts streaking towards the other goalpost.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm going to go back up Reed.
The trio streaking towards the goalposts. Reed passes it to Jack. Jack catches it and then is immediately swarmed on by a pair of Slytherin chasers. They manage to wrestle the quaffle from him. And now all of a sudden it's 2-on-1. Both of these chasers are streaking back towards you, Skylar. At that very moment, Danica yells, "Watch out!" as once again, another bludger is headed right towards you, Skylar.
Okay. But the first one was a quaffle.
No. You got hit with a bludger.
Oh, okay.
No, it was a quaffle, yeah, and then a bludger, and then another bludger.
Okay, so I'm just getting beat up by balls.
Yeah. You're taking a little bit of a beating. This one, you managed to see it early enough and dodge out of the way. You hear a whistle, and then you hear Hunter yell,
"Oh, that's an obvious foul. Come on. You can't just keep doing that. Come on, ref."
Play is stopped. It appears that Ravenclaw is going to get the opportunity for a penalty. So this is going to be a 1-on-1 opportunity. You guys are currently down 150 points. So If you score this, then that puts you back into contention for catching the snitch and potentially winning the game.
All right.
Danica gets the chasers together and she looks at Reed and says, "Reed, you've been off all night. Look, we got to go with the wild card."
What?
Can I join this group?
Yeah. The whole team is here.
Okay, good.
And she offers the quaffle to Caleb.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm going to look at Caleb and inspire him.
Caleb's been feeling pretty down all night, going slower than all the other players. But if it's just a throwing contest, his broom won't affect that. Right.
It's definitely going to be an advantage for you compared to the other situations that you've been in. It's still not great.
Oh, man. What if we just switched brooms for the throw?
No, you need to be blocking the goal, and you're so fast on that little broom. I can do this one.
Okay, well,
I think.
You can. I'm going to look at him with my one eye and say, "Listen, Caleb. I might look terrible, but I feel great about this. I think you're going to get it in, and then we're going to catch the snitch and win because you are amazing." And I stab his chest with my finger, and I'm really running on adrenaline because I just got hit with like 3 different balls in like 6 minutes. And I'm like, my head's a little injured, you know, but, you know, I'm inspiring you.
Okay, roll for it.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good. Okay, 6, 7, 8, 11.
Okay, yeah, complete success. So on a 10 plus, choose 2. You make another person feel strong, perceptive, or clever.
I'm going to make him feel Strong or perceptive? Which one does body? Is that strong?
Strong is body.
I'm going to do strong.
Okay. Anybody else want to do anything in this little huddle? Anybody in the stands doing anything before we go to the penalty?
Oh, yeah. I want to inspire the rest of my team. Can I?
Okay. yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Okay. Maybe I'll just inspire Dakota.
Okay.
Because I don't really feel comfortable, like, giving a team speech in front of Danica. So, yeah, I'm going to turn to Dakota. Dakota, I got hit pretty hard in the head. But it would have been...
Yeah, I see that. It looks like a pretty serious injury.
Thanks, but it would have been a lot worse if you hadn't warned me. And I appreciate you being on this team. And I feel like we have some good sportsmanship.
I mean, I guess so, but... I feel like it was kind of my fault. I whiffed on that one. It went straight for you.
No. It was not your fault. Get your head in the game!
It was almost certainly my fault, but okay.
Dakota, get your head in the game. We got this.
Okay, I'm getting my head in the game.
I'm so competitive. We have to win. Do I roll for that?
Yeah, roll.
Okay. 5, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, same deal. Inspire, choose two.
Yes, I want to Dakota. He's already strong, but I want him to feel stronger.
Okay. With that, Danica looks directly at you, Caleb, and she says, all right, now, I know it's the first match of the season, and this is your first game ever, and frankly, you haven't been playing very well.
No pressure.
But I need a Hail Mary right here.
You got it, Captain. Let's go.
All right, we got the wings.
We have the wings.
Wings.
Screw it. Like, yeah, a Red Bull ad every time.
Streaking back into the air, the team crowds behind you as you attempt the penalty shot.
Caleb's gonna look the keeper in the eye and nod, and then start going as fast as his clean sweep six can go directly towards those hoops. At the last second, he's gonna try to feint and shoot for the left hoop while he had been diving towards the right.
Okay, I want you to roll.
Woo. All right, it is a 10 plus 2 for the inspiration
okay.
in my body.
That's a 12. So let's see what happens. Ooh, and that was with just a 7, the quaffle goes in. And the score is 170 to 30. You're only 140 points back.
Yes, yes.
Go,
yes.
Caleb!
Yeah, the crowd screams in anticipation.
Caleb!
You hear Hunter McGurkin stuff and say, yeah, that guy's one of my best friends in the whole world. And you can't tell me any different. Oh, sorry.
You can't tell me any different. That means someone's tried to tell him different.
I didn't know we were friends.
I turned to Hunter. He's my best friend.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
With that, play resumes. The quaffle gets thrown into the air, and once again, Francis Horov catches it, streaks directly towards the goal, completely uninterrupted. At the exact same time, Danica lets out a yelp and starts streaking towards the bottom hoop.
Danica.
Skylar, I need you to roll to save this shot.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, I rolled a 7 plus my 1, 8.
Okay. Oh, it's a 7.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know what that means?
Well, I got an 8 with my plus 1, so I block it.
Right, because your plus 1 is your hands.
Yeah.
Which means that reaching out with the barest bits of your fingertips, you extend your hands out just enough to get your fingers on it, and the quaffle glances off, just barely missing the goal. Less than 3 seconds later, Danica yells out with a whooping yell. She's caught the snitch.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yay!
The crowd goes insane.
Leo in character is just, what?
The whole team streaks towards the center of the pitch and wraps not just Danica, but also Skylar up in a huge hug. The crowd is going absolutely bananas right now. It is one of the most unexpected turn of events in Hogwarts High school Quidditch history.
Hogwarts High School.
Oh my god!
Yeah, Skylar just barely saved that last one there.
I did!
Yeah, that
Francis is a really good player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just on the tip of their fingers.
Skylar, I think you need to go to Madame Pomfrey. Your head's kind of growing.
Okay, but let's party tonight.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
After schoolwork, though,
I'm
right?
I'm gonna like zigzag across the field.
Like schoolwork?
What?
You know, we have that charms investigative piece to write, and you know what? Let's get you to the medical wing. I wave our friends over as I fly down with Skylar.
Yeah, Dakota comes and walks towards you, and he puts his arm around your shoulder. You know, you really kind of saved the day on this one a little bit, too. I know that wasn't at the last second, but that penalty was killer, man.
Yeah, that was 1 minute of playing good and an hour of going too slow to catch anybody.
Well, maybe we just need to get you a better broom.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'll just practice on this one. See if I can use gravity to my advantage. I'm going to do a dramatic drop and then coast back up.
Oh, so I couldn't see you that well, and I thought you were falling off your broom, so I'm going to, like, run to try to catch you and, like, just...
No, wait, Skylar,
as you
look
go
out.
Back up. Wait, as you go back up, I just, like, run right under you and then fall to the ground, like...
Yeah, I think Danica walks over to you, Skylar. Hey, how you doing there? You seem... What's the word? Concussed? Why don't we get you to Madame Pomfrey?
As long as there's chocolate, I'm game.
I'm sure there will be.
There's always chocolate.
Okay.
Don't you have some in your pocket anyway?
I feel like crying right now. I don't know. I checked my pockets. I think I ate it all.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Congratulations. That was a really nice play.
Thanks.
Really nice job. That's mostly my whole thing. But let's get you up to the hospital wing. Come on, let's go. So, Skylar.
Yes.
It turns out that the fix for a concussion really doesn't take a whole lot. It's mostly just a lot of chocolate.
Excellent.
And so...
Can I replenish?
Holding a massive... Yeah, definitely. Your pocket's loaded, holding a 1 pound bar of half-eaten chocolate in your hand.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's massive.
That's going to last me a long time.
You find yourself walking up to the Ravenclaw common room, and you find yourself at the entrance to the door.
Okay.
Hit me with it!
I am always coming, but I never arrive. What am I?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, instantly the door swings open.
Ravenclaw!
And you are immediately hit with a cacophony of cheers and whoops and yells. The entire Ravenclaw house was waiting for you to triumphantly arrive. And they usher you inside. Clearly everyone is mid-party, but you are one of, for the night... Ravenclaw's heroes.
Woo! Oh my gosh, I feel so special tonight. This is great. I feel on top of the world.
Yeah, Skylar!
Woo, Skylar!
I'm waving my hands in the air like I
Ravenclaw!
Don't care. Ravenclaw, we are the wings!
I'm gonna try to pick up Skylar and have the crowd, like, carry them
through. Oh god, I don't like that.
No!
Skylar's pretty small. Caleb's just going to dip underneath them, put a shoulder, and lift Skylar up onto his shoulders.
Okay, you're not trying to, like, put Skylar onto a group of people.
Well, hopefully a group will form, and then everyone will be excited about it.
Because I think if you want that to happen, you're going to need to convince them.
Oh, man. No, I'm just going to pick Skylar up. I'm going to body the roll out of that.
Oh, God.
All right, yeah. Yeah, why don't you roll body then? Let's roll struggle.
It is a 9 plus 1.
Okay, yeah, so with a 10 plus, you easily do this. Hoisting Skylar onto your shoulders, you are now walking chicken fight style.
We have the wings!
Oh, God!
Ravenclaw!
I'm so high up.
Ravenclaw!
Allison's just hanging out by the fire trying to defrost from the game.
Yeah, Freya's standing there with Allison and just, like, every once in a while, like, turning over to the crowd and going, Ravenclaw!
Yeah, in the middle of the crowd, I'll put Skylar down if they don't accept carrying people for some reason. Skylar blocked that last-minute shot. Everyone, you saw that, right?
Yeah, we all saw it. That's why we're here. A fourth-year Ravenclaw looks at you like, yeah, dude, what are you talking about?
It was awesome!
Someone give me some candy. Oh, where's some candy? I need some candy.
Oh, there's definitely like a big table haphazardly set up with like various people's junk food that they've brought from their dormitories. And it seems like someone even has some butter beer that's out, which I don't know if you guys have
ever tried. I've never had this before.
Where did they get that?
I don't know. If it's anything like that champagne we had, I don't think so. I'm going to grab some food.
Is there any spherical food like apples? Or
There's no apples. But there are, if you're just, I mean, if it's the shape you care about, there is a whole bowl of what looks like some kind of malted milk ball.
It might be a bit extreme, but I'm going to try a new spell.
Uh-oh.
Just off the cuff.
Okay.
This is what having magic is for. I'm going to try to enwingen those malted milk balls to fly around the room like tiny
in-wingen.
Snitches.
Are all Caleb's spells starting with N and ending in...
Iggen?
And something in...
Iggen?
So you're just trying to add wings to chocolate balls?
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, it's more sanitary, snitches. Right? It's not like they're crawling across the floor like when he was adding legs to them.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, yeah. Why don't you go for it? Why don't you roll magic on this big bowl of... Are you doing it on all of them or one? Like, are you just going for it?
I think that... Definitely trying to do it on a few, but there's a chance that it happens to all of them.
Okay, so what I am going to say is that because you're inventing this magic just straight up on the spot, haven't practiced it before, you're going to get a -2 to this roll.
8 -2 +1. So it's a partial success.
Interesting.
Okay, so on a mixed success, the spell succeeds, but there are side effects.
I think that... My wand is thrown from my hands as I am knocked back by the explosive force of these balls flying out with wings. And I don't know, does someone want to take a condition related to this magical misfire?
I mean, who was standing next to the bowl?
I mean, who tends to be in the
wants? I went to get food.
Yeah.
I do. I was getting food, so I'm in the vicinity.
So I guess here's what happens, right? This big bowl of malted milk balls, all of them sprout wings in unison and just spring straight for the pair of you. So, Caleb, you fall to the ground. Your wand falls to the side and actually lands underneath a table.
Oh God, you can't eat them all.
Skylar, these things go straight at you. You fall backwards.
I open my mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, of course you do. And as these delicious chocolate morsels wriggle their way down your gullet,
ew,
you fall back and hit your head, and you are now dazed.
Oh, man. Good thing I didn't choke.
Allison's looking on at the shenanigans that are happening and is a little disappointed. Disapproving, rather.
Leo sees this, he's extremely excited, and he shouts, Caleb, you solved the 5-second rule problem. Wings, it's brilliant.
We have the wings!
We have the wings!
I say from the floor.
Wait, am I not just seeing things? They actually have wings?
I catch one of the ones flying around Skylar's head and eat it.
Yeah, it was like flying around my head. Like, you know when you hit your head really hard, you have birds flying around?
Yeah.
Are the wings also edible? Are they made of the same material as the food?
Caleb gives a big thumbs up.
It's like the chocolate frogs. Yeah, because I'm feeling it in my tummy now, you guys.
Oh, yeah, they're wriggling around.
It feels weird. Like I have a little baby, and I pat my tummy.
Oh, God. Ooh, Skylar, you might want to throw those
like
up.
Like a food baby.
Yeah. I'm pretty dazed. I'm just saying nonsense.
Allison is, like, embarrassed for Skylar, or embarrassed to, like, be in the room as this is happening.
Freya looks over at Allison. I mean, at least they're not having food crawl onto the floor and then eating it.
Yeah, I suppose. They're also not on fire, so that seems like a perk.
Hey, win-win.
Although I wouldn't discount the fire, it just might happen later in the night.
Yeah, Leo, like, hides his wand behind his back.
Caleb, can you help me back up? I put my arms up.
Yeah, Caleb's gonna help Skylar to their feet.
As As Skylar asks that question and Caleb, you start walking towards them to help them up, Reed and Jack actually rush over and grab each one of your arms and pull you to your feet. At that point, Danica walks up next to you and says, so are you, are the three of you ready for the initiation? Pointing to Caleb and Skylar and Dakota.
My one eye that is not all black widens and I smile really hard.
Caleb's eyes go real big and he's going to rush underneath the table to try to find his wand.
Yeah, why don't you roll, what is it, investigate? Yeah, why don't you roll investigate?
I'm going to use my plus one Ravenclaw, plus one to mind for being a Ravenclaw. And it's going to be a 6 plus 1. So that worked out.
Okay, yeah, so here's what happens. You do find it, but unfortunately there's actually a group of people all dancing right around the table that it has fallen under. So you can't easily just go and grab it.
Do I notice him? Well, I'm dazed, but do I notice him doing that?
I mean, you definitely notice him scrambling around.
Okay, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, are you guys ready? Initiation.
Born ready.
We always do this dancing in place after our first win.
Yes.
She looks left and right. Then, yeah, she points to Reed and says, so you got it? And he reaches into his cloak and produces a quaffle.
Oh, wizard.
He's just hiding one in his cloak?
he is hiding one in his cloak. And so, yeah, he holds it up in the air, and there's a hushed silence. And then you just hear woo and whoops. And he leans forward
and
offers the quaffle to Caleb.
I take the quaffle, but look nervously at where my wand has been dropped.
Skylar, do you have your broom?
Yes. Wait, no, I left it in the broom closet with the school Quidditch robes.
Okay, hold on. Let me go get mine from upstairs. And Danica runs up to the dormitories.
Just one sec. My wand's over there.
Oh, I got you. And concussed Skylar will say, Accio! Caleb's wand!
Yeah, that's real magic.
11.
The wand rolls out from just as it was about to be stepped on by somebody who was dancing near this table, and whoop, lands into your free hand.
I pass it to Caleb.
Thanks, Skylar.
You're welcome.
Do you think we could do that for the brooms?
But, like, where would it come through? The window? Might break it. I'm still dancing in place.
I mean, I could try it with the old clean sweeper. It's not like it'd be too big of a risk with that thing.
Go for it, Caleb. I believe in you. I inspire Caleb.
Okay.
Okay.
Allison is getting more and more nervous as these events are unfolding and brooms are being brought into the common room in the inside space.
Yes. I'm going to put my hand on Caleb's shoulders and look at him with my one eye slightly half closed and say, Koo, yeah, do anything. And I rolled an 11.
I can do anything.
Okay. Yeah, okay, and so body, heart, mind.
It's gonna be...
Neither of those do magic. None of them do magic.
Well, I'll still help you out in mind. I want you to feel clever.
All right, well, cleverly...
So you get to choose 2 on a 10 plus.
Oh, well then I will also do body, because nice. I'm assuming you're going to have to do some physical thing all with right. this.
Holding the quaffle underneath one arm, I'm going to put one foot up on like the ledge of the window and look out at the Quidditch pitch.
From the Western Tower, you actually get a pretty good view of the Quidditch pitch. Why don't you roll magic?
All right. I pull forth my wand and pull it towards me. Accio. Sweepy!
Is that's what we're going
yeah.
with?
Yeah, clean sweeper. It's, Sweepy. It's, Caleb's named it Sweepy.
A solid.
Okay, yeah, what's your roll?
I rolled an 8 plus 2.
You stand there for a moment, nothing happens, and suddenly you hear a whooshing, air rushing very quickly. You see a small dot in the distance slowly get closer and closer. Eventually you can make out that it's your broom and it is hurtling directly towards your face.
I want to jump dramatically onto it and fly around the room with the quaffle.
Oh, come on. That's got to be a difficult roll.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why don't you...
It's a body roll.
Body.
And yeah, Skylar just convinced me that I'm awesome at this.
It's like an acrobatics or something.
Yeah. This is athletics roll.
Yeah.
So I got a 6, but plus 2 is an 8.
Okay, so on a mixed success, I think you're easily able to catch this broom out of the air, and you mount it and kick off. And that's where things go a little bit wrong. You end up shooting straight up into the air and hit your head on the ceiling of this tall room.
Oh, I do that a lot.
You don't fall, and you're now hovering in the air about halfway from the floor. But you are also now sporting a big lump on the top of your head.
Makes sense.
Allison is just shaking her head at the antics.
And at that very moment, Danica runs back down the stairs sporting her broom, and she goes, oh, you did have your broom. Well, what was the point of that? What the heck?
I just laugh.
All right.
It was down at the Quidditch pitch, but I summoned it to myself.
That sounds extremely dangerous. What is that on your... Are you bleeding a little bit?
Initiation.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyway, all right, come on. Meet me over here by the fireplace.
Okay.
Allison shuffles out of the way.
I sashay over to the fireplace.
As they shuffle away, Leo's like, I want to do an initiation.
I think I want to float just above the conversation on the broom.
All right. Here's how this little game that we like to play works. It's called Don't Set the Quaffle on Fire.
Oh, God.
Did someone say fire?
And, yeah, and from the distance, yeah, you hear Emmanuel's ears perk up. Yeah, so you guys are going to take turns playing keeper. You're going to make a diving catch for the quaffle before one of you manages to throw it in the fire. There's really not a whole lot of rules. Any questions?
Allison is just standing there dumbstruck that this is a game they're about to play.
But there's three of us. Who goes first? Are two of us chasers?
Oh, you're just going to take turns. Skylar, you're the hero. Why don't you take the first crack?
Okay. Skylar's got like this really dumb smile on their face. I'm just like high on like happy energy, but also like really in pain. I point to my two fingers to my eyes and I point that to the quaffle in front of me.
The quaffle's over here, Skylar.
Oh, yeah. I move my fingers to the quaffle there. It's over there. And I like, focus my face. I got this.
Okay, are you going to give them the broom or are you going to use mine?
Caleb will hop down and extend the broom out to Skylar.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good. And she actually clutches her broom towards her chest. Like,
how do I look? My broom's a little really close to the fire because I'm not in the air yet. Just letting you know. Like the back of the broom. Pretty close.
All right.
There's no way this could go wrong.
Is no one concerned? Okay, I kick off.
Oh, no, they're all drunk on butterbeer.
Oh, no.
Is everybody watching this at this point?
I mean... Freya and Allison are just like probably watching in horror.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Are watching in horror, but also feeling a little intimidated by all the upperclassmen in the room who are apparently okay with this game. So,
yeah. Okay. So I kick off. I'm in the air.
All right. Caleb, you got first shot.
Whee!
Oh, no.
So I'm going to try to line up that shot. I'm going to. Look at Skylar. I'm not as competitive as Skylar, but I'm pretty sure that I can do this. And
I'm going to give Caleb the evil eye to scare his bones.
I'm going to like raise my eyebrows up and down as I dart from left to right. And then at the last minute, I'm going to pass it to Dakota if they're open.
All right. And then in their surprise and confusion, just like look directly at the fire and just chuck it as hard as they can. So Skylar, I need you to, are you, I assume you're going to try to catch this thing.
I mean, I'm like torn between trying and just laughing at the
just letting
whole
it
thing.
Happen.
It's just so funny. Dakota wasn't even prepared. I was like so amused by Dakota's face and how he just like chucked the ball into the fire. Just, it was hilarious to me.
Yeah, okay, so you just kind of hover there.
I'm laughing at Dakota.
Yeah, and then the quaffle just goes straight into the fire and is now on fire.
I laugh at that too.
Leo runs over, Aguamenti!
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I've got this,
fire.
You guys! I've got it! I was told to never let fires happen in this common room.
Yeah, okay, so like as you yell that and cast this spell, you just hear Danica go, "No, it's fireproof." roll magic.
It's too late. Oh man. That is a 10.
Okay, yeah, you cast Aguamenti and put out the Ravenclaw fire.
Oh no.
Now there's no fire in the room. And the room goes a lot darker than it was before.
And then Leo's just smiling like, I did it.
Yeah, we all immediately become very cold, and a few people in the dark have like malted milk balls fly into their head.
Ow! Ow, ow, ow!
Oh man, you guys, that was like...
What are these things?
Leo!
Why are they so...
I tried
chocolatey.
To eat one.
Gross.
That was a close one, you guys. Good
Leo,
thing I was here.
I don't know how to tell you, but I think you have to start a fire in the common room.
Oh, say no more.
It's so cold.
This is a bad idea.
You just hear people complaining about this so much.
This is a bad idea. Don't let Leo light the fire.
It's so cold now.
Start fires, don't start fires. You guys are giving me mixed messages here.
Start a fire only in the fireplace. We gotta warm the room again.
I'm going to take like 10 steps back.
Are you still on your broom?
No, I got down. I'm going to take 10 steps back and like hold the broom behind my back.
Did somebody get the quaffle out of the fireplace before we light it again?
Oh, I can do that. Is it okay? Just wet?
Yeah, it's just wet.
Yeah, I'll roll it out of the fireplace and towards Dakota again.
Yeah, okay, when you do that, like, some soot kind of gets everywhere, but yeah, you you do that, and then Dakota
this.
Bends over and picks it back up and is just now holding it at arm's length, like,
You're next. I give Dakota the broom.
I also want to be clear that during this entire exchange and interaction, the rest of the Ravenclaw Quidditch team is just standing there dumbfounded, like, oh my god, this is our team.
Don't worry, guys, I'll fix it. It's Hendio.
Okay.
I'll fix it. I got it, you guys.
Hey, you don't want to roll body.
That one is 5 plus 2. I guess plus 1 because it's a first year spell, and another plus 1 because it's in my spell bank. So 6, 7, 8, 9.
Still.
Wait, how did you get plus 4?
Plus 2 for my magic score. Plus 1 because I'm casting
plus
a...
Two.
Yeah, okay. A year one spell, and then yeah.
As you're about to cast this spell, time freezes for you, Leo.
We did it. We triggered the book.
You guys don't react. The time froze.
And this time, you feel that heartbeat against your chest, but you know you don't even need to take it out. It feels like the magic is guiding your hand slightly to the right to fix the form of the motion of your wand movement.
Oh.
Despite the fact that you would have otherwise had several consequences associated with this spell cast, it actually casts perfectly. Just as time resumes, everything speeds back up. And you hear a voice in the back of your head that is not English. You just hear...
Taurus petit elite, voluntas experiment, aqueductus es.
It's not good.
Well, there's nothing to read into there. I'm doing great.
And with that, the fire is now back to being perfectly lit just as it was. And you hear a sighs of relief from the large crowd that is now glad to just be in a warm room once again.
Yeah, Leo.
Good job, Leo.
Yeah, I did so good. Yeah, you guys want another fire? I can do more fire.
How about we do?
And at that, you hear Emmanuel from the other side of the room. Leo, did you cast fire? Did you? Now, what? Tell me right. Did you light that fire?
No, it was Hunter.
Who's Hunter?
Hunter's Hufflepuff.
Wow. Who's Hunter? What are you talking about?
Clearly not
here. Blame it on the Hufflepuff.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Don't make me give you a timeout.
It was. I don't want a timeout. It was me. I was just trying to fix the fire that I mean, someone put out.
Leo, we've got very few rules in this common room.
And one of them is because of me.
But apparently playing with, like, projectile objects while flying around and fire is not one of them?
Yeah, I thought irresponsible magic was kind of the theme.
I'm not going to argue with my girlfriend.
Ooh.
I give Danica a big thumbs up.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
All right. Yeah. I'll
She stands there stoically, not even reacting.
All right, I'll stop starting fires. And Leo turns to the camera and winks.
Is this the office?
Yeah.
Yeah. Leo has a one-on-one with the camera. Like, I didn't stop starting fires. I didn't.
So yeah, now the fire is lit. Everyone is much happier. And the Ravenclaw Quidditch team is still looking at the group of you expectantly.
I guess it's you, Skylar. I just got to take a shot.
Allison's gonna reach out and grab Skylar's arm and be like, are you really gonna play this? It seems really dangerous. I mean, you already, like, have an eye missing from one of these balls.
Oh, it's still there. It's just behind all this poofiness.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got hit in the face with one of those, like, bludger killing balls, and you're gonna play this sport in close range and inside with fire.
Well, I did try, and I failed.
You didn't even try, but that's okay. Well, at least you didn't light the broom on fire.
Oh my god, did that almost happen?
Yeah, your broom was really close. Caleb's broom was really close to the fire.
Hey, you guys, I call out. Don't let the broom catch on fire!
No, Skylar, you're not on a broom. You just throw the come on!
Oh, I'm the throwing. Oh, that makes sense.
And you just hear, you hear everyone on the Quidditch team just chanting, Skylar, 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 Skylar,
Skylar.
Allison backs away with her hands in the air and is like, I'm done with this.
Okay, I'm gonna do a slow turn. Do I have the quaffle in my hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Jack, put it in your hand.
Okay. I throw it as hard as I can.
Dakota, who has been hovering there awkwardly, attempts a dive. Why don't you roll Quidditch magic?
Quidditch magic.
And is it minus anything due to my...
Oh, yeah, it is. Brain. It's like minus two right now because of how many conditions you have.
Well, then I have a two. I failed.
Okay. Okay, and that's...
Does that count as a fail for experience?
I think, yeah, it totally does. And so when you here's what happens. You throw the quaffle, except that you don't.
Yeah.
Because you just don't let go of it. Yeah. And instead just, like, fall forward and slam your head against the table in front of you.
Oh, God.
And when you look back up, you've got a black eye on the other eye.
Oh, my wizard God.
Oh, no.
I'm going to, like, say, sports I think it's dangerous. Time for me to retire to the hospital wing.
Skylar, can you see at all?
No, I can't. I think this eye's bleeding somewhere. It tastes like it.
Oh, man, we have to get you to the hospital wing.
Allison, like, feels really bad.
Danica, I don't know if we can keep going. We've had a pretty long day.
How did I do? Did I get it in the goal?
Yeah, you did, Skylar. You got
really?
It.
Really? That's your concern? You don't have any eyes left, and you're still wondering if you got it in the goal? I was going to be concerned about you, but apparently you don't need it.
Who said that? Who said that? Is that Allison? Is Allison angry at me?
Yeah, I think Allison's angry at you.
Oh, yes, no. Allison is angry, she says, and then storms out.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go to the owlry.
Caleb's just going to stand there dumbstruck.
I need someone to walk me to the hospital room I can't see. I'm just going to sit on the ground.
All right, Skylar, let's go to the hospital wing. Caleb, Leo, can you go check on Allison? I don't think that she, I don't think that she's doing too hot.
Yeah, that's.
I'll take care of Skylar. Don't worry about it. Please just go check on Allison. Make sure she's okay.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. Make sure Skylar's okay.
Yes.
That was me gargling on my own blood saying the words chocolate.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry,
yes,
Danica.
I'm sure Madame Pomfrey will give you lots of chocolate. Let's go.
Our friends come first.
All right, Caleb, let's go.
And now, a word from our wizard sponsors.
Hello there. I'm Luna. How are you today? Are you interested in the impossible? In the unknown? Have you seen a Wondersnatch? Would you like to? How about Nargles? I'm also missing two of my fuzzy socks, if you've seen them. Is the Minister of Magic really a user of time-turner magic? Where do our dreams go after we dream them? Collect all the rumors of Dr. Professor Wizard's real life. Yes, he's real. He exists. We have the secret rules to the popular board game, The Snitch Snatcher. We have the secret insider article you can only read with your ears. Buy the Quibbler today. Or tomorrow. Or yesterday. Subscribe for monthly surprises to find in your mailbox or your flower bed.
Hi, everybody. It's Kevin, your resident Potter nerd. So, this is kind of embarrassing. Cards on the table. I honestly don't know how this happened, but I think I was scammed. All I know is that I was on Wizard YouTube watching some Dr. Professor Wizard fan theory videos like I do every Wednesday. And then I woke up several hours later with somehow a dozen subscriptions to the Quibbler. I don't really know what to do about it, but I just wanted someone to talk to. Anyway, enough about my own financial mistakes. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Why Can't We Be Wizards? I don't have any huge announcements this week. I just want to call out how awesome it is to see folks already joining our brand new Discord server. I think just the other day, a bunch of people started posting pictures of their pets, and that was really cute. So if anyone wants to join just to post a picture of their dog, cat, owl, toad, or whatever you got, definitely do that. There should be a link to join the server in the episode description, as well as in our link tree. And of course, as always, a huge thank you to everyone who talks about the show on social media, especially with the hashtag WhyNotWizards. We don't pay to advertise at all, so you and your friends talking about the show online is really the only way to get more folks listening. And we hugely appreciate all the support you have been giving us. It's been, as always, amazing to see. So please keep tweeting, posting, and talking about the show, and please be sure to tell all of your friends about it. So, as always, I want to thank Table Story for our awesome game system, Witchcraft and Wizardry. They're great. It's great. Go try it out and play a game yourself. I promise, if a doofus like me can run a game, you can too. So that's it for me this week. I will talk to you all in 2 weeks on May 7th. And with that, let's get back to the show. Allison, So you said you're heading towards the Owlery?
Yes.
Running, eventually making it to the Owlery, you run up the stairs and find yourself seemingly alone in the Owlery itself. What do you do?
I'm going to call to my owl, Zoe, to see if she's here.
Yeah, and so when you call out to Zoe, you actually see her fly directly towards you and land on your arm.
Hey, Zoe. How are you doing?
Zoe hoots affectionately.
Yeah? You like it out here with all the other owls? Being with your own kind?
As you ask that question, you hear a voice. She's not very talkative, you know.
Who are you?
So as you turn and look up, you see a tall girl who you think is in her third year. She is a Slytherin, and she's got bubblegum pink hair. And these fingerless gloves. And at the moment, she's got a big barn owl on her arm and she's feeding it owl pellets.
Oh, hi.
I'm Vicky. What's your name? And she places the owl on a perch and then walks over to you, extending her hand.
Allison.
Cool. Nice to meet you, Al.
Yeah. Nice to meet you too, Vicky. What's your owl's name?
Oh, my owl? That's Benjamin.
Ah, Benjamin. That's a good name. My dad has a car named Benjamin.
Yeah, it was, oh. Benjamin actually was my dad's name.
Oh, so you named your owl after your dad?
Kinda, yeah, I guess so. I don't know, I never really thought about it that way, but... I mean, call a spade a spade.
That's okay. I once had a hamster I named Grandma.
Grandma? How did that work with your grandma?
I think she found it endearing. Yeah, my sibling had a hamster and they named it Teddy after their teddy bear.
That seems like a more normal name, but you know, I kind of like weird.
Is it?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. It's a hamster, so. she kind of giggles a little bit.
But Benjamin's a cool name. Good owl.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty great. He's kind of he's kind of like my only friend.
Oh. Aww. Well, that's sad.
Sucks to be you!
No! Oh, man.
This right, is where you well, say, I'll be your friend!
Oh. No.
you don't have any other friends in Slytherin?
No, most of them are kind of self-centered.
That is kind of a defining trait of the house, isn't it?
Well, I mean, like, Ravenclaw's so great.
Yeah, that's...
Books.
We have the so wings. Great.
Books. And she kind of turns and gives you a little bit of a cold shoulder and starts moving back towards her
Oh,
owl.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be mean. Slytherins can be cool, too, and whatever. Ravenclaws think they're know-it-alls sometimes.
Yeah. Seems like it.
Oh, well, maybe that's why you don't have any friends.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying that character. Alison didn't handle that.
Rude.
Alison's very distressed right now. She's trying to have a social interaction.
Do or do not.
Oh, yeah, Vicky, yeah. I'm sorry. Right. Do you want to be my friend?
I think you burned that bridge.
I don't know if that's how... I don't know. I don't know anything about friends. People are weird and hard to talk to.
Yeah, they can be. But owls are nice. They can always be your friend. And I pet Zoe.
Yeah. Yeah, owls are nice. Tearing after Allison, Caleb, and Leo, you find yourselves in the main stairwell. And a staircase you're on starts to move as you're about halfway down. And as the staircase gets about halfway through its turn, it suddenly stops. And it seems like it's stuck. And you have nowhere to go. Neither up nor down.
Has this ever happened before?
No. Not to me. I try to walk towards the other end, see if it starts spinning again.
It does not move.
Oh, maybe we're past curfew, and they figured out how to finally stop us. But what about Allison?
Is it, if I were to try and jump from the bottom of the stairs to where they would lead if they'd finished turning, is that, like, too far to jump?
It's about 8 feet, so yes. And if you miss, also you're going to go down about 6 stories.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to...
Almost assuredly towards broken...
Right, no, this is not how we kill off Leo.
I actually have a spell for this.
Oh. For killing off Leo?
Yeah. We just convince him to jump off the staircase and tell him we're going to cast a spell on him. Leo, don't worry.
Just featherfall.
Sparks out of your wand.
It's okay, Wingardium Leviosa, except wait, no, that doesn't work on people.
Levi Corpus.
I have this spell that I cast on Freya when we were getting her down from the window that they were escaping out of. It's called Arresto Momentum.
So, having somehow heard all of this, Leo decides not to jump.
You can go first, Leo.
What, jump? You want to jump?
Well, I mean, then we can't get back up to the common room. That's a good point.
Can we even get back up to the common room? I mean, it's halfway turned up there, too.
Does it look like we could jump for the top?
That's not how stairs work.
Going up seems like it's a little bit closer. It's maybe like a 4-foot jump, but it is still, there's no obvious place. What you can do, like what you could imagine doing, is there's now a pillar in, like behind this staircase. So you could kind of like, maybe if you were very acrobatic or Spider-Man or something, jump on that thing and shimmy around it and end up back on the landing.
If only I had that hookshot I have in that other campaign.
Maybe the only thing we can do is send word to go get help. I've got an idea. What do you have in your pockets?
Oh, you know, and he takes out some bacon.
As he asks that question, the book starts thumping against your chest.
Bacon, that's perfect.
Right, I've reached for bacon and I felt the book.
So here's what we do.
Well, first, I do have some bacon. Do you want some bacon?
Oh, definitely. That's exactly what we need.
I give him some bacon, and then I look for the book.
I immediately cast Food Feet.
I haven't even touched the book yet. Go ahead and resolve that.
Just eat the bacon.
Okay, yeah, roll magic.
Because then it can't send word to all the other Ravenclaws that we're in danger. Lassie!
Yeah, you have to attach a note to it.
Go home.
Caleb, I like where your head's at.
That's why you always leave a note.
This is why I pocket all the bacon at breakfast, for just such occasions as this.
Material components, my friend.
You pocketed it?
Okay, are you rolling magic?
Oh, yeah. Is Food Feet a level one? It doesn't matter.
It's just it's a level one. It doesn't matter.
Well, I got an 11.
Okay, yeah, I mean, the bacon sprouts. You're doing it on, like, one strip of bacon, right?
Maybe. How much bacon is there?
I don't know. How much bacon is there, Leo?
There's as much bacon as you want, man.
It's been there all day.
Yeah, on all the bacon.
You don't snack
is
it, on it
is this today's
the day.
Bacon? Is this
if
today's bacon?
If you remember
bacon?
The last scene where we did Leo with bacon, just imagine that's him every breakfast, just devouring and pocketing as much bacon as possible. He has bacon like Charlotte has, like Skylar has chocolate.
I mean, I run out. Do you not snack on it during the day?
Well, I mean, obviously he does.
I feel like Leo forgets that he has it.
Oh, no.
That seems very likely.
Sounds like this is some pretty gross bacon.
And then at the end of the day, he's just emptying bacon out of his pockets.
No. Yeah, no, he's got like 5 or 6 more strips of bacon in there.
Caleb's going to smell it and go, oh, so that's where that scent was coming from. All right, Enlegan.
Okay, yeah, and you cast Enlegan, and one of the pieces of bacon pops up and starts running towards the bottom of the stairs.
I want to catch it.
Falls and careens off the side.
Wait, all right, you got to try it again. Maybe it'll work this time.
All right.
You know, just because food have legs doesn't mean that they have brains.
I have my hand. My hand is like an inch from that book right now, but I'm like, let's see the bacon thing through first.
Yeah, I want to envision the entire pile as one creature. I want to
oh God.
Create
oh,
no. the no. bacon monster.
It just, yeah, you put the legs on it, and it forms a mouth and just says, kill me.
Oh, God.
Not yet. Not yet.
All right, Leo opens the book.
You open... Okay, so, yeah, you open the book. And you feel power suddenly emanating up and down your arms. And you are presented with the idea that you can cast a spell on this staircase that will allow it to continue moving to the other side.
Okay. I think I just cast it. I just try to cast it.
Yeah, and then Leo says,
Mobilius!
And waves his wand, and the staircase starts moving again.
Oh, that was a much better plan than the bacon. Where'd you learn that spell?
Oh, that one, I guess I read it somewhere. I don't know.
Can I read between
the
lines?
And so, yeah, why don't you roll read between the lines?
That is an 8, but this is heart? Yeah, so it's -2. But it's +1 for Leo, so that's exactly a 7.
A 7 to 9, ask one question.
Is Leo hiding something from me?
I mean, yes. Yes.
Yes. I mean, he tried to tell you and you didn't believe him.
And Caleb now knows the same thing, that he is absolutely hiding from you.
Oh, dang. He's just going to keep that close to the chest. He's not going to say anything.
And so the staircase finishes moving and stops. And as it stops, looking down, you see Marcus your younger brother, standing at the bottom of the stairs, and he's looking up at you.
Oh. Hey, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
Hey, Caleb.
How's Gryffindor?
So awkward.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. You're doing good?
Yeah, we just won Quidditch. Did you... You weren't at the game, were you?
No, I was at the game. I saw you. There was a nice goal that you scored.
Yeah, Wizard Sports. Do you think you go out for the team?
Maybe. I don't know. The Gryffindor team is pretty good, so I don't know if I'd make it.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing out of wherever Gryffindors stay?
Oh, I was just heading back to the common room, actually. I had detention.
What for? I mean, whatever it is, it's totally fine.
Yeah. Good to see you, Caleb. I'm going to keep going. And he starts walking up that stairway that you and Leo have now just stepped off of. And at that moment, as Marcus is about halfway up the stairs, you all feel a great rumbling motion. And both of you almost lose your balance. Marcus actually falls to his knees halfway up the stairs as you hear a great rending sound. What sounds like splintering wood and rock seem to be shifting all at the same time. And suddenly, that staircase you were just standing on has been ripped in half.
What?
And Marcus is now hanging from the middle of it, 5 stories up, about to fall. What do you do?
Oh no, Marcus!
Marcus!
I pull out my wand.
Leo sees this and thinks, oh no, I have to do something, and he reaches for the book. Does the book have anything for him?
The book is not responding.
The book caused that, fam.
Yeah, the book's there to cause problems, not solve them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Help! Help me! Marcus is now yelling.
Yeah, Caleb runs up the stairs to where he can get a better vantage point.
Leo follows. Yeah. How far away is he from the top of the stairs?
He's about halfway up this staircase.
I've got you, Marcus. If you fall, I can catch you with magic.
Wait, no, hold on. Don't do that. Just try to pull me up.
Well, I mean, magic.
Come on, Caleb. Let's just try and pull him up. I know our body scores are not very good.
Actually.
But it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull him up with my body score. Which side of the staircase is he on? Our side or the far side?
He's on your side of the staircase.
Yeah, so I'm going to go up to the top of the staircase or the top of our part of the staircase and help him up by taking his arm.
Yeah, I'm going to help. I'm going to grab the other arm.
Actually, are you sure, Leo? Maybe you should be ready to cast Arresto Momentum with your great body score and all.
I don't know that I have that spell, but we can try.
Okay, never mind. You just stay put.
Just help me already.
All right, I'm going to roll body to pull him up. It's a struggle, but I rolled a 7+1.
Okay, so with an 8, it's not pretty, and you don't get up comfortably. In fact, Marcus ends up with a big gash on the side of his arm where a big splinter ripped into him a little bit. But you both make it up and then find yourselves back on solid ground off of this staircase, which has now begun to fall down and lands at the bottom of the stairwell.
Oh, wow. Can I Arresto Momentum that before it causes a bunch of damage?
Yeah, go for it.
Arresto Momentum! That's a 9+3.
Okay, yeah, with a 12, you totally do this. Leaning forward and casting this spell, the splintered wood and fragments of stone slow and then stop just before they land on the ground and then harmlessly clatter to the ground.
Oh man, how are we gonna get back to the tower now?
Did I do that?
You mean you cast that Mobilius thing, but I don't think that sounds like a breaking staircase kind of deal.
I was just trying to help. I was just trying to move the stairs. They fell. That wasn't me, right?
Maybe I've read about that.
What are you talking about? Yeah, roll. I read about that.
I got a 5. I have not, in fact, read about that.
Yeah, Marcus kind of takes a step back and he says, I think I'm just going to go to the hospital wing now.
Let us take you. I mean, we can't even get back to our common room.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
sure.
If you ask for chocolate, whatever. Then they sometimes give it to you. We've been to the hospital wing loads of times.
Yeah, Madame Pomfrey doesn't ask a lot of questions.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Let's just go. Pretty quickly, the whole school learns of the events that transpired that night.
Of the school breaking?
Of the fact that, yeah, the whole school basically experienced, as far as most of you could tell, an earthquake. The teachers seem to be very concerned about it. And that section of the grand staircase is completely cordoned off. No one has access to it anymore. And now there are significant delays getting to classes because, well, that staircase was pretty useful. The whole school is, frankly, abuzz about it. And Freya.
Yeah.
I think you wanted to have a conversation with
yeah
a subset of the group about this?
So I specifically want to talk to Caleb, who was with Leo that night.
Yeah, that was a weird night. Kind of like when the bookshelf moved.
Yeah, and so the two of you find a quiet moment early in the afternoon between two of your classes as you're sitting in the library quietly discussing the events that transpired a few nights ago.
So that whole staircase falling apart thing, you were with Leo when that happened?
Yeah, he had just cast some sort of spell.
What was the spell?
Mobilius? It's not one that I've ever heard of.
Mobilius. Can I roll a, I read about that?
Go for it.
That's a 7 plus 2. So that's a 9.
Okay, so with a 9, I think you can ask one question.
What year is that spell?
Or, sorry, you can ask two questions.
Oh, well, what year is that spell?
It is a 6th year piece of magic.
Oh my gosh, okay.
He's got real lucky with his dice roll.
Have we heard about it in any of our classes?
So this is something that you've actually seen before in Charms. It is not, as you originally, I think, are assuming, some kind of weird dark magic. It does just seem like an advanced charm.
Huh. So that's a really advanced piece of magic. How is Leo able to cast it?
I mean, he said some weird things to me this year. It all happened after your house. He said that he found a book, but he didn't find a book.
No, I think he did, Caleb. The other night, that bookshelf fell over and he was telling us about this book. I'm assuming the same book. And it matched up with some of the things I've been seeing in my dreams.
Oh.
I really don't like this.
Wait, you said something about that dream, right? It's the one where there's all the pictures that you drew. Leo getting chased?
Yeah. I think we should go talk to a professor.
Oh, yeah. Like, the professor has ever helped us. There's no way they'd help us now.
Not Pritchard. I don't mean Pritchard. Pritchard didn't do anything for us last year. I doubt that she would do anything for us now. But I don't know, maybe someone who has more experience in dark magic?
No. We're not going to talk to Professor Thessel. I think that we should talk to maybe Professor Preston? No. What's the name of our charms professor?
Your charms professor is Professor Wigglefin.
Professor Wigglefin sounds like the perfect character to go talk to. I wish that it could be Professor
about
Preston.
A very serious matter.
But
I don't know, Caleb.
You said yourself it was a charm, right? That Mobilius spell.
That's not what I'm worried about. That's not the dark magic I'm worried about.
Well, you know who's really an expert in dark magic? It's not Professor Thessel. It's your parents.
Apparently.
Have you, you know, written to them?
No. And I haven't gotten anything from them either. I'm afraid to write to them. If I'm being honest.
Freya, I've got a confession. I also ran away from my parents this summer. Me and Marcus, the Muggles don't even know that we've gone. Well, I mean, they probably do by now, but they didn't follow up with it. They haven't, like, sent letters to the magical community. I don't think they even care.
Jeez. Thought my parents were bad.
If it was gonna help one of our friends, I would still talk to them. I mean, it's not, so I'm not gonna message them still. There's no way I'm writing them a letter. But you should write a letter to your parents because Leo's life could be in danger. Or any of us, actually. The way that staircase split in half.
Maybe you're right. You know what? No, you are right. I'm gonna go write them a letter right now. And Freya's gonna get up and, like, take some of her books and walk out of the library.
What are you gonna put in your letter?
Where is Freya gonna go?
I'm going to Professor Fessel.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Mistakes were made.
This is not gonna be good. I'm pretty sure
Caleb and Professor Fessel are not on good terms. Not that I am on good terms with Professor Fessel, but maybe I can get through to him.
I mean, Professor Thessel and I are at plus zero. It's not like Professor Pritchard and Professor Hagrid, who I'm on terrible terms with. That guy tried to poison me.
It's fair.
Didn't he try to poison all of us in a way?
I mean, I feel like Fessel's a good idea versus your parents.
Yeah, I'm not writing a letter to my parents.
What would you say? Sorry I ran away, but I also stole a book when I left. That'll get you reinstated into the family trust.
All right, and so where are you going? You're trying to just head to his office?
Yeah. I'm going to see if he's in his office.
Yeah, and so you knock on his door, standing awkwardly in the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom, waiting for him to answer. You hear, hold on a sec. The door opens, and you see Professor Fessel. He looks a little sleepy. Like perhaps he was just taking a nap. And he rubs his eyes and he says, "Oh, Freya, what's up? What do you want?"
I'm sorry, Professor, is this a good time?
Sure. Whatever. Yeah, why not? What's up?
I wanted to talk to you about something that's been going on that I'm not really sure about how to deal with it.
You know that I'm not your head of house. You can talk to Pritchard.
I don't trust Pritchard.
He raises his eyebrow, looks a little surprised, and then walks towards his desk, points at a chair and says, "Sit. Come on, sit down. What's up? What's going on?"
So, you know the staircase incident that...
Yeah, everyone knows the staircase thing. It's a huge deal.
Right.
Yeah. What about it? Do you know something?
I don't know. There's been some weird things happening with Leo.
The mousy kid?
Yeah. the really clumsy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lights everything on fire. Yeah, I know the guy.
Yeah. So
yeah.
This summer he started saying that he had found a book and none of us could see it, but he could. And we all thought that he was just, you know, being Leo. But last year I had really weird dreams. And part of those dreams came true. And this year I started having different weird dreams that were about Leo and about things that he's seen in these books. And it doesn't seem like friendly magic.
Okay, I stopped listening to everything you said after you started talking about any kind of dream magic. That's all nonsense. Just throw all that out. What is this book thing? Tell me more about this book.
So...
He looks deathly serious when he says that.
So it's a, a book that Leo can see that we can't. And he's also seen symbols, strange symbols in it.
And he's told you about this book.
Yeah.
Okay, what else has he told you?
He told us he wasn't going to use it anymore. Like that it told him things.
Like, told him what things?
Well, for instance, the whole thing with the staircase. Apparently he cast a spell that, as far as I know, is a sixth year spell. And
he cast a spell in the staircase when it all happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be willing to tell Professor McGonagall about this?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to her office right now.
Okay.